about our enjoyment of the ministry. Let's turn to the book of Ezekiel, chapter 2, and read together a few verses. Ezekiel 2, verse 8 through chapter 3, verse 4. Let's read these all together. But you, son of man, hear what I say to you. Do not be rebellious like that rebellious house. Open your mouth and eat what I give you. And there was a hand put forth toward me, and in it there was a scroll book. And he spread it before me, and it was written on the front, and on it were written lamentations, mourning, and woe. Then he said to me, Son of man, eat what you find. Eat the scroll, and go speak to the house of Israel. So I opened my mouth, and he gave me that scroll to eat. And he said to me, Son of man, feed your stomach, and fill your inward parts with this scroll that I'm giving you. And I ate it, and it was like honey in my mouth in its sweetness. Then he said to me, Son of man, go to the house of Israel and speak with my words to them. Just that much. Praise the Lord. So we all realize Ezekiel was a prophet who spoke God's word to the children of Israel, but we may not realize how Ezekiel received God's word to speak. We need to understand that here in these verses, it shows us the principle that Ezekiel was given a scroll and the Lord told him to eat the scroll. He didn't say to read it. He didn't say to understand it. He said to eat it. Amen. And in verse 8, he said, hear what I say to you. Open your mouth and eat what I give you. So again, he told him to hear what I say, but the way Ezekiel was to hear was by eating. Amen. Opening his mouth and eating what was given to him. And we need to realize that the scroll that was given to Ezekiel was the ministry of that age. Amen. That age had a ministry just like our age does. And you see in verse 10, it says, on that scroll were written lamentations, mourning, and woe. That's because the condition of the children of Israel was very poor, very low. So the ministry of the age to the God's people at that time was lamentations, mourning, and woe. So Ezekiel received the ministry of the age by opening his mouth and eating it. Amen. And not simply eating it, but the Lord told him, feed your stomach and fill your inward parts with what I'm giving you. So when we receive the ministry, we need to eat it, we need to digest it, and we need to assimilate it into our whole being. Amen. We all have a concept about what dispensing is. We think, you know, the Lord dispenses himself to us, which is true, but the dispensing has several stages. It's not simply dispensing into our mind, and it's not just dispensing even into our mouth, but from our mouth it needs to be dispensed into our stomach. And from our stomach, there needs to be a further dispensing into all our inward parts. Amen. Physically, when we eat, it's not enough just to put it in your mouth. And it's not even enough to receive it into your stomach and digest it. There has to be a further dispensing from our stomach into all the cells of our body. Otherwise, the value of the food does not benefit our entire body. So when we receive the ministry, it's the same principle. We don't just receive it objectively. We have to receive it into all our inward parts. And let the ministry penetrate us to so that it affects all our inward being. So this week, in the last couple of weeks, we've been reading the all-inclusive Christ. Praise the Lord. But if we simply read it as a book of understanding, it will not benefit us the way it should. We can learn what all the different riches of the good land signify, but if those riches do not penetrate us subjectively, there's no benefit. It's just knowledge in our head that doesn't have any spiritual value. So we need to realize when we receive the ministry, we don't just read it to understand it. We have to eat it. We have to digest it. Amen. And we have to assimilate it. Amen. We do this by praying over it. Right. This ministry has been a benefit to me because I begin to realize how spacious Christ is. Amen. How unlimited He is. Then I consider my own experience. It's so tiny, so small. You know, Brother Lee shared that the dimensions of Christ are the dimensions of the universe. Amen. The breadth, the length, the height, and the depth. Right. What about the dimensions of my experience? Right. So tiny, so small. There's so much yet to experience. Amen. So the ministry needs to benefit us in this way, that we could digest it and assimilate it, that it could have an impact on our living. Amen. That our experience of Christ could be enlarged and increased. Then the Lord told Ezekiel, He said, after Ezekiel ate the scroll, and Ezekiel said it was like honey in my mouth in its sweetness, then in verse 4, the Lord told him, Son of man, go to the house of Israel and speak with my words to them. How did Ezekiel get the Lord's words? He got them by eating the scroll. Amen. By eating the ministry of the age. Amen. Then he became the embodiment of that ministry. He didn't have to try to remember, what did God tell me to say? He didn't have to try to memorize it. He just ate it, digested it, assimilated it, and went and spoke it.
Amen. Amen.
This is a picture for our experience. Many times we come to the meeting, we seem to have nothing to say. We have no prophecy. We know that all can prophesy, but all don't prophesy. Why do I not have anything to say? Because probably I haven't eaten anything and digested anything and assimilated anything that's become part of me, so that I can speak it to the children of God. This is the way the church is built up. But if we don't eat the ministry, there'll be no building of the church. Amen. It's not a matter of simply understanding it. It's not a matter of memorizing it. It's a matter of enjoying it subjectively. Amen. So that it becomes us. We become the ministry. We become the embodiment of the ministry of this age. Hallelujah, that this ministry is sweet like honey to our taste. Amen. We can enjoy it and we can assimilate it.
Amen.
Amen.